This is Twit.
All right, so Foxconn has been grabbing headlines these past few weeks with its announcements that it would be bringing manufacturing plants to the United States, and along with it, a whole lot of jobs. They aren't done with those announcements, or so it seems. Joining us to talk about the greater strategy of this latest news is Sam Abuelsamid from Navigant Research. Welcome back, Sam.
Hey, Jason, and nice to meet you, Ron.
Hey, Sam, how you doing?
It's great to have you back. It's always good to get you on. So the first big announcement involved Foxconn's planned LCD plant in Wisconsin. But what do you know about the news that Foxconn might invest in Michigan?
Well, actually, we know very little about it. There was a report this morning in the South China Morning Post, which is an English language newspaper out of Hong Kong, that claimed that Foxconn had struck a deal with the state of Michigan to put a plant here, or to put some kind of facility here, which may be as little as an R&D facility, or it may be a giant manufacturing plant. We don't really know. Michigan's governor, John Engler, has been in China for the past week or so trying to negotiate some deals. And there, you know, there's lots of speculation, and there's a few thoughts about what it could be. What Foxconn could be doing. You know, obviously, you know, I think everybody, probably everybody that watches this show knows that Foxconn is a major supplier to Apple. They make most, if not all, of the iPhones, most of the iPads, and they also manufacture goods for a lot of technology companies. And with Apple certainly developing autonomous driving systems, it would not be inconceivable that they would want to have Foxconn as their manufacturing partner here in the U.S. So it's possible that, you know, I think if Apple's doing this, more than likely they're following a similar approach to what Waymo is doing with designing all their own sensors using technology that they got from their acquisition of PrimeSense a few years ago, mm-hmm. Developing their own compute platform for the automated driving using their processor technology that they've designed. And so they could easily have work with Foxconn to establish a manufacturing presence here. And because there's already a supply base here in Michigan for most of the stuff that Foxconn would need. And, you know, Foxconn, one of the reasons that's often given for Apple not wanting to move their manufacturing out of China is because of the existing supply base that's there that can respond quickly. We have a similar kind of supply base here in Michigan that can provide all the bits and pieces that Foxconn would need to make stuff for Apple or for any other company. Like it could also be Waymo that they're working with. It doesn't have to be Apple, but that would be the most likely scenario.
And I mean, Foxconn, it seems like, has been pushing back on these statements that were made by the chairman in the Chinese media on this topic. Why do you think they're not on the same page at this point? Was it just going rogue, or was it?
You know, it's hard to tell. You know, it's entirely possible that, you know, whoever wrote this up for the South China Morning Post, you know, may have misinterpreted some statements. It's also possible that, you know, perhaps Governor Rick Snyder's people maybe spoke too soon before everything was nailed down as far as the deal goes. So, you know, I'm sure that that the governor is very anxious to, you know, as a Republican, he's probably very anxious to make a good presence, support his party, you know, by bringing more jobs to the state of Michigan.
Sure.
So, you know, it's likely that, you know, maybe his PR people got a little over enthusiastic, you know, before all the details were worked out.
Yeah. How involved with autonomous vehicle development has Foxconn been in China? I mean, this wouldn't necessarily be replacing the work that they're doing in China. It would just be in addition to, and it sounds like you were talking about the supply base in Michigan being a reason why it's good to do it there. I mean, how does that tie into what Foxconn is doing as a whole, like kind of as a greater whole?
As far as we know, they haven't had any involvement in developing automated driving systems in China. Although, you know, the Chinese market, you know, the companies that are working on this stuff over there, it's much more opaque, you know, just as it is with other businesses. So it's hard to tell who's working with who over there. But we've not heard any reports at all of Foxconn being involved in this. That said, you know, they produce all kinds of electronic components for a wide variety of companies. You know, their parent company, Hon Hai Precision, You know, it has a number of subsidiaries, and it's entirely possible that, you know, they have some business somewhere that's producing some stuff. Even if they're not involved in the auto industry right now, you know, their expertise in manufacturing electronics like phones could very well be translated over to manufacturing sensors and electronic control units for automated driving systems, you know, anywhere.
So given this kind of reaction to the chairman and then the kind of the miscommunication, how does this affect what Foxconn's R&D efforts in its Chinese facilities will be? Like what does this mean for Foxconn standing?
It probably won't have any, I would guess it won't have any impact at all. You know, it seems like, you know, if they are going to get into producing or developing components for automated driving, not sure what happened to my background there.
the illusion is shattered.
Yeah. Gee, you'd think I was sitting in front of a lake.
I was hoping.
Anyway. Yeah. So was I actually. at any rate, you know, this would be an add-on to their existing business. You know, so I don't think it would have any impact in one way or the other, whether this moves forward or not, on any of the business they're doing already with a wide variety of companies.
Is it possible that deals like this, because it sounds like Michigan, I mean, obviously Michigan has a storied history when it comes to the automotive industry, probably one of the most recognizable places around which the automotive industry has thrived in the past. Not doing so well at the current state by comparison, but then now we have this revitalized kind of look around technology and autonomous vehicles, and it seems like Michigan is becoming, you know, again becoming a place to rally behind for a number of reasons. Is it possible that deals like this could revitalize Michigan's economy in a significant way and kind of bring it back to where it once was or closer to where it once was?
Yeah, I mean, certainly, you know, it never hurts to have a new company come in and bring new jobs into the state, you know, whether it's Michigan or anywhere else. You know, that's always a good thing when somebody is creating new business and employing more people.
Yeah.
So that, you know, that's a good thing. The one potential downside is that inevitably, you know, any of these kinds of deals, there's always big tax incentives that are given to a company in order to entice them to build in your location, in your state or your city. You know, in the reports, you know, last week or the week before about the announcement in Wisconsin with the LCD plant there, it was estimated that, you know, the jobs that Foxconn would potentially be creating there would be costing the state as much as $230,000 per job in tax incentives. You know, and that's not at all out of the ordinary with a lot of these kinds of deals. You know, the deal that Faraday Future had made with the state of Nevada to build a plant in North Las Vegas, you know, was along similar lines. And so it all depends on how these deals are structured. You know, everywhere, you know, there's a new company coming in, there's deals like this. And depending on how the deals are structured, as long as the companies aren't necessarily given too much of the money up front, then there's probably not too much downside. So, you know, it's important to make sure that they have some goals that they have to meet before they can get these incentives. So for example, the Faraday case, you know, they recently bailed out on the plans to build in Las Vegas, and they just today announced, that they're going to be leasing a factory in California. You know, they hadn't really done much of anything there. And the way that deal was set up with the state of Nevada, you know, basically Nevada hadn't really put out any money yet to Faraday. So they haven't lost very much as it is. So it all depends on the details.